Give me Lala. Lala Kent is back on tonight's all-new episode of Vanderpump Rules, and I got some feels. We're breaking it down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't want no
Oh, I got a little mess of a lyrics.
That's a rough intro. Stupid side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrubs.
Nope.
Tonight is all about the scrubs, all ladies. The I feel scrubs. Like we came in a little rocky because we had flashbacks from our scrubs.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all had like a moment with the Jacks. We've all had our, I mean, not like per that se. Okay, maybe I've had a little too many Jackses in my day.
Pick better
oh
winners.
My goodness, no more Jacks is for me. What's up, everybody? I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach, and I have my lovely serving up panel tonight. Please welcome.
Hi guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. Awkward.
Awkward.
Hi, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas, and there are so many scrubs they need to get out of here.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew Jones. I'm filled in for Teak.
Yay!
And you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And when I see a Jax, I just run. No time.
Yes.
I give no time of day. I just book it.
No, you just swipe left right away?
Yeah, left instantly.
Okay, so we came in and with kind of an awkward scene on tonight's episode. We had Stassi and Brittany like vibing on their anniversary. How did you feel about that?
I just think it's weird. How are you friends with your current boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? I don't know. I don't get that. Like
are you bonding over the D? Like how?
I'm not. Ooh.
Maybe if there hadn't been so much time that had passed and Stassi had been with Jax, I guess I would think it was weirder. I don't know.
I mean, would you be hanging out with your ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend on their anniversary getting mani-pedis together?
And not on their anniversary. I am friends with I have an ex-boyfriend who I'm friends with one of his ex-girlfriends, but it was because we bonded over him being the worst.
The worst ever.
And well, I mean, I think we can agree Jax is pretty much the worst.
Yeah. But I don't know if I would, like, hang out with her on, like, our anniversary. I don't know.
That's like, have a spa day?
Yeah.
Like, a spa. Yeah, they were, like, well, I mean, I guess Stassi was, we saw more, like, mature Stassi giving her tips and, like, you know, it's going to be okay. You got to leave. I'm not telling you to leave him, but you better leave him. I felt like that was advice she should have taken to heart.
Yeah.
I think, she's just seen it all play out, like, how it all plays out with Jax.
I mean, when are these girls going to learn?
And
like, who's going to be next? Lala's going to hit it. And
what is the appeal of Jax? Like, what? I would love for someone to break down to me what Jax does. Like, what does it for them? Because,
Is it because he's on the show? Is that why people are like...
He credits it to, you know, some large man parts. But I feel like that's not... like, you can find that... His boobs.
His boobs are men.
Yeah,
Sorry,
don't
Jax.
See the appeal.
Sorry.
I would immediately, like, and then to keep sleeping with him, and, like, that's your in on the show?
I don't care how good the sex is. It's just not worth it.
No.
Your sanity is not worth it.
I completely agree. Okay, so how did you guys feel when Brittany dropped the bombshell that she's still sleeping with Jax? So they're still living together. They're still friendly with each other. And now she's still giving it to him on the regs.
I think she just needs to cut it off. And
she
like,
needs
just totally
his penis.
It off.
needs to just cut it off.
No, not castrate the man. She needs to just like cut it off and cut all ties with him and just run.
She needs
maybe
a break.
Go back to Kentucky for a little bit.
She needs a break.
She's not, I feel like she's so nice. I don't know, a little passive that she's not going to give up.
Yeah.
She's not going to like, unless, I don't know. She just seems like she's.
Want her to be like that dumb girl that just keeps going back to him because she loves him. Like at some point you have to realize when a man doesn't respect you. Listen to me, girl. I've had this issue many times. You need to realize when he doesn't respect you and you need to just, you know, you just pick up your underwear and move on and don't look back. Don't sleep with him again. It never ends well.
He will never change.
He won't.
And I don't understand why.
He's 38.
Girls are
he's going to be 40, and he hasn't changed.
Yeah. So he'll be 50 the same way. He'll be
and
George
he's not going to learn anything. If you keep giving it up to him, he's going to be like, oh, I can keep pulling this, and I'm still going to get it.
Yeah, I think the fact that he still gets girls, and, like, Brittany's a good pick. Like, she's, you know, she's nice, she's pretty, she's, like, super sweet. Like, I mean, she should have never even gotten him to begin with.
And I think she just thinks she can change him, and she's never going to be able to change him. No. And I think it might be, okay, I'm going to go there. I think it's, like, a self-esteem thing. Because, like, if you really... feel great about yourself, and you're like, F this, I'm out of here, I don't need this, I deserve better.
Well, we've seen him play kind of on her self-esteem in previous seasons, like, and even this season, he brought up, like, that, you know, Brittany's working out now, and she's not doing so much Postmates, like, those little passive-aggressive comments that are just, like, messing with her body image and stuff, that's so, like, gross and manipulative, and I feel like that's kind of how he, like, reels her back in.
He keeps her down so that she feels like she needs him.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I was saying previous episode that he is, like, a narcissist, like, narcissistic, like, abuser. I feel like he does put her down. Even when we saw this episode when he was yelling at her on the phone when she was just confronting about the crap he did. She didn't do anything. And he still won't...
She's like, I heard more rumors.
It's still her fault.
And he's like,
it's
still her fault. I was like...
He's like, why don't you believe me? I'm like, I wonder why she doesn't believe you, you idiot. Like, you've lied so many... You lied about sleeping with Faith to begin with, and now you want to know why she doesn't believe you.
And then he's... Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
About, oh, my goodness.
How many times?
Right? Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, so another bedroom catastrophe is Ariana and Tom. They haven't had sex in a year.
I think she's not that into him. I mean, compared to how much he's into her.
Do you think he's really that into her, though, or do you think he's playing it?
I'm not sure. I don't think Ariana is a super touchy-feely person in general. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's necessarily, like, Tom or if it's just, like, that's just Ariana. Because she's very, like, kind of whatever.
Like independent. Like, I don't need a man. Really,
think so? I think she's a little bitchy.
She's just, like, confident in herself.
Okay, I don't think she's a little bitchy. I think she's really bitchy.
Why?
She's just so, like, mean and catty. Like, even the comments she made tonight about Stassi, like, I just think, like, she's just so, like she thinks she's better than everybody.
Really?
I do. I get that vibe. I think it translates, that's how it translates to me on camera.
I think she's very, like, monotoned and very, like, I don't think she shows a lot of emotion, so I think it's often mistaken as being bitchy. I don't necessarily think she's... Because, like, I have that issue. I'm very monotone. Like, when I'm not on camera, I'm very monotone. And a lot of people are like, wait, is she just bitchy? Or is she just, like, have no expression in her voice?
I think she uses that personality as an excuse to be bitchy. I think she's a little bitchy. And I'm going to fight for that.
She's just, like, confident, like, whatever. I don't have to deal with all this crap. These people are...
Yeah, she just says, like, she's too good for her. But she gives, like, this, I'm too good for that. I mean, I don't know. I guess Tom's into it.
Tom's into apparently a lot of weird things, as we find out tonight.
Maybe. I think she's not that into him.
That's why you think she's holding out?
Well, yeah. I don't think she's that into... I don't know.
He said they didn't even have sex at Coachella. And apparently that was a bombshell. Schwartz was like, what?
Not Coachella.
Everybody
gets
laid
to Coachella. I think she's more mature than him,
too. I will say Coachella is quite the, like...
Coachella is where you go to give it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You get stoned and give it up.
What have you done in Coachella?
I've actually never been to Coachella.
I have been to Coachella. I will say, I've never been to Coachella. Atmosphere is very... Not that I did. I'm just saying I understand.
She gets it. Like, do you want to smoke a blunt? Do you want to get laid? What are you in the mood for tonight?
What's going on? There's so many tents available, you know.
So then we cut to scene Schwartz, and he's bringing Lisa flowers and apologizing on behalf of Tom Sandoval. Do you think he should have been the one to apologize, or that should have been Sandoval going in and apologizing?
I think it should have been Sandoval.
I think
definitely.
It should have been. I don't think it would have happened, though. I think Schwartz is smart, realizing that Tom kind of has his head up his own ass and was like, okay, I'm the puppy in the situation.
Yeah. Right?
I'm, like, the schmoozer, so let me go in and, like, do what I know how to do. I think it was smart on Tom's behalf to go in.
Yeah, I think we actually saw him, like, think something through.
Yeah.
And, like, execute a plan, even though it didn't, you know, it didn't have the impact that he thought it was going to make.
Because you can't be mad. Schwartz,
you can never
really.
Be mad. I mean, I don't know. Katie seems to find a lot of reasons
Katie's
to be mad.
Katie's angry all the time at everything.
It seems like everyone's dominating Schwartz. Like, he's the one that's, like, fixing everything for everyone else. Like, for Katie, for Tom Sandoval. Yeah. And, you know, all their mistakes. And then he's just like, well, I'm going to kiss her butt. I'll do it for you.
Do you think this bar is actually going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to do that well in it.
Yeah.
With Lisa Vanderpump, I think if she's more involved... then they'll do well. But I don't know. I don't take
either of them seriously. And I feel like they don't know what they're doing. And, like, I mean, if they're, what are they going to do? They're going to be behind the bar mixing up drinks for everybody. Yeah. And, like, that's going to be the attraction.
I think, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I think the reality of it is that it, I think they want to go in as actual business partners. And I think the reality is that Lisa wants them to be, like, the face, not like they're not gonna really have any business control. I think Tom and like the Tom concept's really smart because they are favorites of, you know, the show, like their relationship, and a lot of people do love them and stuff, and I think it's very smart of Lisa to capitalize off that. But I think those two are foolish to think that they're gonna have legit business opportunities. Like, I think it's just Lisa capitalizing off of their essence, and it's that's going to be it. Like, I think they're getting played.
Yeah, I think it's hard to take them seriously. I mean, what was the shirt he was wearing? The mom on the bar. I'm the mom on the bar, or something like that.
Yeah.
See, that's why Ariana's not banging you, because you wear shirts like that.
I think that he, they like the money aspect of it, that the outcome that might come from the bar, but I don't think they're willing to do the work that it takes. And I feel like if you're partying all the time, how the heck are you going to be successful? Yeah. Like, drinking, partying, all that stuff.
Yeah, like, Tom was looking up ways to, like, the machines that freeze alcohol. Like, that shouldn't be your priority. Like, I think you need to clean things up with Lisa to make sure this bar is actually going to happen before you really invest in these ridiculous ideas.
I think they
have
cool ideas, but I think they need to... I just think there's unrealistic expectations on their side, and when you're dealing with someone like Lisa Vanderpump, who's had successful restaurants and stuff, like, you have to know what she's going into. And, I mean, let's be real. Lisa's, like, a kind of a cold bitch. Like, she's not...
Oh, my God.
Like, I love her. She's my... Straight she's up. One of my favorite, but, like, let's not act like she's... She's doing this strictly for business. Like, she's cool, she's Tom and Tom, cookie. But it's not like, oh, I want to give you this opportunity. It's, oh, I see that I can capitalize.
I see an opportunity in you.
And and I'm going to, I can do this with or without you, but it's going to look smoother for me if I include you.
Yeah, she's opened, she has Pump, so she already has two bars and clubs in West Hollywood. So, I mean, to capitalize off of the show even more and to bring in two of the main characters on the show and to use them to sell the bar, I think
she's
is smart.
She's behind the youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very smart. Yeah. Very smart.
I think she saw that people were coming into Sur to see the servers, and so now she's using two of the biggest show's cast members to really... drawing more people. And people will go to see them and to get drinks served by Tom and Tom.
Absolutely. And we've seen in the past where they want to do something anyway. So it was really smart of her to be like, I made them who they are. Let me keep them still, because they could leave and do their own thing. I mean, I don't think it would be to the same volume that she's doing it, but they could, you know, still have some business. And she's being smart by saying, like, let me hold on to that and make them think they have this opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, malicious, but I do think Lisa's a very smart businesswoman, and she knows how to, like, do enough for them to stick around.
Yeah.
But it also be not enough control for them.
So speaking of smart businesswomen, Stassi thinks she can follow in Lisa's footsteps. She thinks she can be the next LVP. Do you think this event planning is going to go anywhere? We saw her start off her little internship with Lisa.
I think if she's willing to work hard and put in the work, then maybe... because her personality-wise. But I don't know if any of these people are willing to... It bugs me on the show. Because I'm like, opportunities are just coming in your lap. Yeah. And you guys are not working hard. Like, you're partying, you're out, you're, like, worrying about, like, drama. And I'm like...
Yeah, like, you look at the Real Housewives franchise, and you see that they're hustlers. They come out, they're pimping out products, they're doing their thing, and they're selling it on the show. Whereas... Vanderpump Rules cast is kind of just, like you said, just drinking and partying and making, you know, building up their own fame in their head and on social media, and they're not really capitalizing off of that, which I think is dumb.
If any cast member that I think could do it, I think it's Stassi or Ariana, maybe. Yeah. But Stassi definitely has, like, the I'm gonna do
the
it.
Hustler mentality.
She has it. She thinks like Lisa.
Yeah.
So I have a little faith in her.
Okay. Someone I don't have faith in is Raquel. And we saw her. We called it last week. We were going to see her picking up poop at Vanderpump Dogs. So she didn't wear heels, but she brought a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
Can we say not appropriate first day of work attire? Like, boobs out to what? Pet the dogs?
Yeah.
Would you wear that on your first day?
No. That, like, was like a first date outfit. Like, I was just like, what are you... you're working at a like a dog shelter. You should be like
you bring your tennies and your jeans and a cute t-shirt. Yeah, you don't need to
like you still look put together. But why are you wearing? I just don't.
Right? Why are you wearing?
She's pretty clueless.
Yeah, that's like I'm gonna wear this to work because I'm going to the club afterwards, and I don't feel like changing a lot, so I'll just take off the jeans and throw on a skirt and some heels.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa described her best as Bambi on steroids.
Bambi on steroids. I loved that comment.
I loved her Lisa's impersonation of Raquel.
Oh, yeah. Raquel, I just feel like I can't defend her because she's just so dingy, and like she brings nothing. Like I don't even know what James sees in her, other than like. I think she's a beard.
She's a beard. She's a beard. She's a cover-up.
He has too much. Some little stuff. Yeah, he's got too much of a spark with Logan that I don't think Raquel's getting it as regularly as Logan is.
Oh. Yeah. I will support that.
Is any of you going to James Kennedy's Turn Up Tuesdays at Pump?
No.
Negative. I don't know.
He's trying to make it happen. I mean, I feel like if you were going to take off as a DJ, like, it would happen by now. Like, we're in season 3 that he's trying to do this. And season 3.
Yeah. I also just think Pump is such a weird place to, like, have a DJ. Like, if, obviously, you know, not everyone lives in LA, but Pump is it's a restaurant. Like, yeah. Sir, maybe
and like the bar trees area, the like bar area is so small.
Yeah, the bar the area lounge is super small. Tiny. The tables in there are so close together. It's just like not somewhere. I don't know. That's not where I would want to DJ if I was a DJ in West Hollywood.
But they do have good drinks.
They do.
They have good drinks. And I've had drinks there, and they were good. The service is good. Jax didn't mix you up a martini, a pumptini. I've never seen any of them actually work there.
I've seen them around there hanging out, but not actually working there.
So. I've seen them at Pump more than I've seen them at Sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I see James at Pump all the time. We'll get into that.
Pumping it up.
Okay, let's talk about the Witches of WeHo.
I love that. That was my favorite like scene of this whole episode.
It was great. Like, oh, casting I loved spells it. And doing voodoo.
Stassi's gothic old self.
I like that all of the girls, like, despite all of their differences, like, they all came to Stassi's apartment and they're like, we're going to rally around Brittany. Yeah. We're going to support you.
Yeah.
Like, we all know what a scumbag Jax is. I didn't like that all the guys rallied around Jax and were like, it's going to be okay. Like, no, you need to be like his friends and be like, look, you screwed up, dude. You need to get your shit together.
Yeah. Well, the guys are kind of scumbags.
They're not. I'm not defending.
Can we talk about something though? What we missed is when Tom told Ariana, or when they haven't had sex in a year, and he was like, "Well, if I didn't have sex in a year with you, then yeah, what's? I mean, if I cheat on you, I mean, can't you see why?
Can we mention that?
They're douchey.
That's very.
They're not the most.
I feel like they're okay with. See, this is why I don't think they should be defending Jax, because look at all the previous seasons. Every time one of them is screwed up, who's been the one to rat them out?
Jax
has always put their business on blast. Jax has always told the girlfriends what they've done in Vegas, because everything happens in Vegas. Like, how do you still defend him? Like, how do you still stand? Like, I think they're all sleazy, and the fact that they let Jax be their ringleader and hold this band together, like, it's a hot mess.
Do you think Jax knows, like, a lot of dish about them that maybe they're just like, oh, shoot, we need to, like, keep him happy?
I don't think he's the type to, like, hold it in. Like, he's shown so many times that he just doesn't think and spits it out.
I don't think he's smart enough.
There's no loyalty, to use it. Like, that would be smart of him to use it against him, to use it against them and be like, look, I'll keep your secrets, but you gotta have my back. I think they're all just dumb.
Yeah.
The guys, I just think we could think a little more. Like, we could use our critical thinking skills a little bit more and our penis a little bit less.
And wear those, what are those things that he came out with? Those little chastity cups that they gave
Johnny. Oh, yeah. What were you going to say, Drew?
I just need them all to do better. Like, just the entire time that they were talking, I was just, like, rolling my eyes. Like, I was like, I can't.
Yeah, because they were, like, feeding into, like, each other. And I'm like, no, he was wrong. He slept with another girl while he was with his girl. Like, there's no justifying that.
But they've all, like, maybe cheated on their girlfriends.
Yeah, I think they all definitely
I definitely think they have. So I don't think, I think, like, but, birds of a feather flock together.
But I also like how all of them, like you said about Tom's comment earlier, they're all like, well, you know, if she cheated on me, you know, that would be okay because I've messed up. Like, Jax even said that in this episode.
Yeah, he said, I
like,
wish she would just cheat on me. I wish
she would cheat on me so that we would be on the same playing field and we could be even and move on. What, like, that's how relationships work.
Says that? What boyfriend would say that?
Well, I mean, he also... when he was like, when Brittany was saying, I'm going to the sleepover or whatever, and she was just like, yeah, I'm going to the girls, or like supporting me, he was like, friends don't do that. Like, friends don't get up in your ear and like tell you blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, his friends don't.
He's just very, he's so gross and so manipulative, and he just so like, he just like tells her how to think and stuff. And he even was like, what am I gaining from like, all of this. Like, I guess I'm gaining a girlfriend, but girlfriends come a dime a dozen.
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
I was like, I hate you so much.
Yeah, like, why does she get back with him?
But he he passively, aggressively, like, puts her down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not...
To make her insecure. Yeah, I support you. I pay the bills. I take care of you.
Yeah. Like you're below me. You couldn't
do this without me.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how they
Is that because he brought her on the show, too? Maybe he feels that way?
She was on the show. She was brought on as like a secondary cast.
Yeah.
And that's where he met her because she came in as a bartender. Oh, yeah. So I think the producers knew that something would probably happen, but I don't think he's the one that brought her on.
I think their relationship's very interesting because he's not necessarily putting his hands on her, everyone's like, oh, that's not abuse. But like, yeah, he definitely manipulating. Is super like mentally and verbally abusive towards her. Yeah. And it's just like it's in such a passive aggressive way that no one's like making it an issue, but it's definitely, I mean, I wish like we had, you know, a list of everything he said over the last couple seasons to her because it would be bad.
It's like broken down her self-esteem.
Yeah. Year I mean, after even year. The way he screamed at her tonight, because how many people came out and said that they've heard other, like there were like four other people that were named that Faith said, that Faith told or that they knew about his affair with Faith. And it's like, I mean, if that many people know about it, then, like, this isn't a one-time thing.
Yeah. And it won't stop.
No, it won't stop. Like, he's continued to... look at how remorseful he was with Stassi. Mm-hmm. And he got her name tattooed on his arm. And it's like, at some point, when are you going to learn?
He's just manipulating, and he's manipulating Brittany, and he has her wrapped around his finger, and she's not... I don't know what it's going to take for her to leave him.
I think she feels very, like... isolated in LA because this isn't true. If you don't have family out here and stuff, it's a very lonely city to be in, and like you have your friends and stuff, but everyone has their own lives, everyone's trying to have a career out here. Mm-hmm. It's hard to like have a solid group of people, so if you have been leaning on someone for the past 2 years, you know, it's going to be hard to like take a step away, and he's definitely feeding off of that, and so I feel like she doesn't think she can do it without him.
I think her benefit is that she's like sweet country girl on the show. All the girls Stassi and Sheena put their differences aside to show up for her. Exactly. So when you have that kind of support on the cast, on the show, like, you don't need to get back with him to stay on the show. You don't need to get, like, you look like the better person for leaving the scumbag on the show. Mm-hmm. Look at how much higher Stassi has risen because she's kicked Jax out of her life. Yeah. You know, and that could have been Brittany, but the fact that she's gotten back with him, that's what has me a little iffy about it.
Well, hopefully, like, Team Brittany will, like, rally around her and she'll...
I hope so. She doesn't look like she's listening.
I know.
They'll beat her like they beat that pinata. I mean, like, get it together, girl. Can we talk about that pinata?
Why did they not hang it up?
It was on the bed and they're, like, smashing it on the bed.
Because of tequila, if it broke, the tequila would fall on the floor. Hence, the bottles would break and it's all gone. Yeah,
but wouldn't you still break it on the bed when you're hitting the pinata?
Oh, you mean, like, hang it up above the bed? Wait, what do you mean?
No, because, like, it was on the bed, and they were still, like, smashing it. Like, I think the tequila would still break if you're smashing it.
Thinking skills. Those critical, like, no way.
We killed all our brain cells with the alcohol.
What can you do?
What can you do? Okay, now let's talk about Lala. She came in with an entrance. She came back. I like how Lisa makes you beg and kiss the ring before you come back on the show.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And Lala's, like, exit was very dramatic. And now she's, like, begging to come back. I don't know if it's really legit.
Stassi did the same thing.
Yeah. Because they knew that
Know that they don't have anything without the show.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, you know, you better come. You better kiss the ring. And we're going to film this. And you're going to get down on both knees. And you're going to make sure that people know I'm in charge.
Okay.
And we saw that. You go, Lisa.
But Lala's back now.
Lala is back. Are you excited? I'm excited.
I am.
I feel like she's going to bring some heat.
I want her to show her new man. Or her man that's her been man. Her man for a while.
Yeah. But,
so he's the married guy, though, right?
He's not married anymore. He's a producer, I guess. I don't know. I was reading online athlete. That he wasn't.
I don't know.
She said it was an
Maybe
athlete,
it was
but
different
there was.
I think there were
a few married.
Oh,
men.
Okay.
Ooh.
I mean, get it, girl. You got a few. A nice little car from it. So.
I mean, there was the athlete, and then now there's the producer. So I think there was more than one that she was maybe dating or talking to, because she was confident that it was an athlete, and now it's come out that he's a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who bought her the Range Rover?
Yeah.
Which one bought her the Range Rover and which one is she with now?
Can I just say that I love how Schwartz did the breakdown of the anti-Jack team.
Oh, yes. That was so good.
Like, what did he say? Kristen.
The Takedown Jacks team. What did he call them?
Kristen Nadoti, a.k.a. the hacker.
Yeah, the tech analyst.
The tech analyst hacks anyone's password. Stassi, the human lie detector. Katie, I love this one.
Yes.
The grizzly lieutenant. She's going to grill rough. You until she gets an
She doesn't even need the light to intimidate you. She has just, death in her eyes. She and she's will. Like, you're going to answer my questions.
I think it's the eyebrows. She has very dark eyebrows. And I think it's just,
intense.
Yeah. I wouldn't want,
she's got some intense
I
looks.
Wouldn't want to get on Katie's bad side.
No.
You think, why?
She's
because
just like she
she'll
just,
tear you to shreds.
Yeah, she doesn't have a line that
or,
she won't cross.
No filter.
Yeah, she'll really just say whatever.
She'll rage text you, and then when she sees you, she'll rage on you.
She's super reactive.
Yeah, she's like a barracuda. Like she just attacks.
Yeah, wait, she needs some Xanax. Okay, shall we get into tea time?
Tea time.
Okay. Wait, no music.
Tea time.
Okay, first up on tea time. So, Brittany's mom has spoken out since everything has come out in the news. What did she say, Stacey?
Oh, I gotta look at that.
She came out against Jax, right?
Yeah, she said I believe she said something around the lines of what makes you think you won't.
Oh,
cool. Tea time.
Distracting. I love this. Like a Disney princess. she said that what makes Jack thinks he's not going to do it again or something like that. I got to look this exactly up because
Jack knows he's going
to
do it again.
She needs to listen to her mama. She needs to listen to her mama.
Let me tell you something. Kentucky mamas don't play. As a fellow Kentucky,
why hasn't she come
why.
Out to WeHo and been and set Jack straight? That would have been a good scene for the season.
Yeah.
For her to
Maybe
set
we'll
straight.
See it. I don't know.
I sure hope so.
I hope so. Because
Mama needs her 15 minutes, too.
Yeah.
Right?
And she already is not a fan of that.
And they need to bring back Mima with her beer cheese,
which
doesn't look very tasty, if you
beer
ask me.
Beer cheese is actually very
Is it a good thing? What is beer cheese exactly?
I had that. It was I had it with pretzel bites the other day.
Yeah.
Or actually, it was yesterday. They had it at...
What is it?
It almost
I don't
is like
know
a
what
super
it is.
Sharp, cheddar. You can do it with different types of cheese, but it tastes like it's just a sharper version of whatever cheese that they're making with.
It's not like that movie cheese, nacho cheese.
Swipe left. Okay. Also, speaking out, we have Faith, who's giving her exclusive, which I think we can all say we saw coming.
Of
Faith
course.
Was going to give her exclusive interview. And
she got
says,
her 15 minutes and her PR. Us weekly, she told them, I didn't accept any other advances at this time regarding Jax, who is dating current girlfriend Brittany.
I don't believe that either.
After it happened once, I told you Jax wanted to have me come bring girls and stuff. This is her exclusive interview with us, and she said that Jax he wanted her to bring more girls. He's a dirtbag.
I think he's a total dirtbag. Do you believe that this
addict.
Is true? Okay, do you believe that she's telling the truth? Or do you think that this is her way of trying to extend her 15 minutes?
She's going
to 15 and a half.
I think she's saying that it was only once because she's trying to fix her image because everyone loves Brittany.
Yeah.
And they aren't going to want to like her if she's done it more than once.
Dumbest
so I think she's
person
saying,
to go after was Brittany.
Yeah, so I think she's saying it only happened once and then saying, but he tried and I suddenly have this moral compass and she's trying to put herself in the good light. That girl definitely hit it more than once.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And probably there were other girls. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, there was a 95-year-old woman in the room. Could that have been
the
other girl?
Oh my
God. He's like, we need more of these corpses around.
Oh my God, that's so gross. Okay, but how could, like, the why are these girls so easily influenced by Jax? I don't get it. I
don't see the appeal.
I don't either.
I mean, I wouldn't hit it once.
A 38-year-old bartender.
Not even for 15 minutes.
With a boob job.
Like, I would rather sleep with Schwartz and go against Katie than give Jax a shot.
I would happily go for Schwartz over any of them.
Okay.
And then she said, but he wanted it to be an ongoing thing. He wanted it to be me and him doing this. And he told me that he would let me know as soon as they were broken up, that he would come tell her, and boom, that's the end. It's all good. That was a lie. You're done. We're not doing this anymore. So pretty much she's kind of saying that he was going to maybe leave Brittany and then, like, get with her. I don't know if it was like a hookup, ongoing hookup, or...
Who wants that? Like, why would you...
If he did it to his girlfriend, he's going to do it to you. So...
Yeah, I mean, we've seen, like, this is his pattern. Yeah, this is his pattern. What makes you think you're going to be the special one that's going to change him? Like, he's going through the sir rotation. He's looking at who's on the roster this week, and he's like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So, but you know what, though? I think Jax probably loves this, because he's already been roasted by the whole cast.
Yeah.
He's already having parties thrown about him with pinatas on. His face on pinatas, like... He's a narcissist.
He's totally the narcissist. Yeah. He loves it. And him.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm still being talked about, you know?
Yeah, he loves it. Okay, last one. We heard some tea out in the hallway about James.
Oh.
Do you want to take this one, Drew?
Sure. So, obviously, our show's here in lovely Los Angeles. And, you know, weekends are for WeHo. And I personally have seen James and his good buddy, Logan, multiple times up and pump, looking cozy, you know?
Cozy.
And I mean, I'm all for a good bromance, but this does not look like a bromance to me. I'm not saying there was no kissing or anything, but there definitely was a lot of
touching.
Energy,
touching. Chemistry. A lot of
touching.
Like a lot of caressing and leaning into one another. And I'm sure they can blame it on the alcohol, but
someone's in the closet or... Maybe not really, or just
halfway. He has one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah, which I mean,
when Raquel's away, James will play.
Oh. Raquel is the perfect bag. Raquel is the perfect beard, though. If you think about it, she's gone half the time.
Yeah,
she's too dumb to like pick up on anything, and like
that's who Faith should have gone after.
And she's getting clout by being with James, you know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's an agreement. Like,
yeah,
okay.
she got to pick up poop at Vanderpump Dogs. Yeah. She's killing it.
She's getting camera time. So, I mean, not saying he is, but I'm also not saying he isn't.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is.
I mean, you can just see the awkward chemistry. It's not even awkward. It's just, like, very sparky chemistry on camera. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure, like, in person, if it's translating, then I think...
Yeah. And they're cute. So...
Yeah, I mean,
go for it.
You know, hey, vitamin D is healthy for you.
Hey.
No, I think he is. I definitely think he is, and I think he needs to come out already. Or, like, be with his man on the show.
Okay. We were talking about this outside. I don't think that all of this, like, attention around it is going to encourage him to come out. I think it's actually going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's going to encourage him to, like, fight it even more and do more, like, paparazzi sightings with Raquel and more Instagrams
but
with Raquel.
But do you really think, come on... Like, nobody believe. Well, I don't know. Some people might believe he's... Like,
I think Doty needs to speak out.
Yeah.
Doty needs to dish.
Yeah.
Why hasn't she?
Come on, there had to be some clues.
I'm sure no one, like...
Totally.
It's a bummer that we still live in a society where it's, like, coming out is still so taboo. And, like, it's, you know, not everyone can feel comfortable doing that. It's obnoxious that we still live in that type of society.
Yeah.
Or that it could possibly affect your career, especially in the entertainment industry. So, hopefully, you know, if he is... which I think he is, he feels supported and encouraged enough to eventually do so.
I mean, he's out in the open, though, caressing some men.
Yeah, I was going to say, WeHo's kind of one of those places, like, you may not, C-list, D-list celebrity, may not be public on social media or on whatever, but they'll be open in WeHo, because WeHo's kind of like a... Don't ask.
Everybody's sleazy in WeHo. That's where you go to be sleazy.
Exactly.
Just go down the street. Should we get into predictions?
Yes.
Yes.
Predictions.
like Twilight Zone.
All right, Drew, what do you foresee for next week?
Well, we saw the whole Lala, you know, spilling some tea on Schwartz. So I think we're going to see Hurricane Katie come out in full
Tequila Katie.
Which I love Tequila Katie.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's terrifying.
Yeah.
But it makes for excellent TV. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I think Katie and Stassi are going to team up and they're going to just let
Do you think they're going to go after Lala for bringing up the rumor? Because, I mean, they found every reason to go after her.
I mean, I think they're
going to
find a reason to go after her and Sheena. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go after all of them. Yeah. You know, it's just going to be Team Katie and Stassi again. Back at it.
Do you think he actually cheated?
I think he did.
I think he did. I just have a very hard time.
He's cheated before. What makes you think he wouldn't do it again?
I also just think Katie's a very hard person to be around. And not that I condone cheating. But if there were ever anyone that...
But if they're Katie.
But she's married. Like, it's... Yeah, guys, it's different. They're like the only married... Well, it's totally, besides Ken and Lisa, married couple.
It's totally skeezy, but I would not be surprised because I can only imagine, as we've seen her talk him down, literally season after season, that he's probably, like, getting his manhood back somewhere else.
Do you think we'll see Stassi and Sheena patch things up this season? We saw them, like, get together in Brittany's honor.
And Sheena always wants to kiss.
Yeah, they were making out, like, with Ariana, too. All of them were kissing at the Witches of WeHo.
I think we'll see them get back together, because I don't think Sheena can handle not being liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'd be friends again.
Yeah. She needs that vindication. All right.
What are your predictions?
My predictions. I think that... I can tell you what I want to see happen. I want to see Ariana and Tom break up. I mean, if they're not having sex, then I feel like we're going to see a lot more of their rocky relationship throughout the season. And I'm kind of hoping, like, it's done. And he can move on and find someone new. You know, maybe James is interested.
Like, think the Toms are a little...
I don't know. Maybe.
I want to see Ariana end up being a lesbian.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want them to go off on their own.
I think she's bi, curious, at least.
But she's bi, right?
She is bi.
She, like, talked about it on the show.
I would love to see her date a girl.
I think this season we'll see them drift apart a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think we're going to see them drift apart. I'm excited to see Stassi and Lala and all of them kind of be nice, because there was a lot of, like, nice moments in the super teaser.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. I think Lala's going to bring some serious drama.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see the mean Stassi. Or not mean, but bitchy Stassi come back.
Yeah.
And tell everyone off.
I don't want to see her go through the Patrick breakup. That's going to be painful. Yeah. I think it's painful for anybody to go through a breakup on TV. Mm-hmm. Especially when we saw how into him she was, and he was obviously not that into
her. Yeah.
There's a book, girl. It's called "He's Not That In." He's just not that into you.
And we saw it.
Brittany, you need to read it too. Yeah,
they all need to read that.
They all need to read the book. All right, thank you guys for watching and tuning in to Vanderpump Rules and the After Show with us. Woo-hoo! We will have the full team back next time. But in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV Reality, the reality channel. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you guys thought of this week's show, what you thought of this week's episode. And if you want to chat more about it, you can tweet me, Zach Peter, at Just Plain Zach, and we can dish even more.
And I'm Stacey Olivas, and happy holidays. Coming up. Hello. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. Tweet us, YouTube us. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Yeah.
My name is Drew Jones, and you can catch me on another Bravo After Show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Or you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, all the things at OKDrewJ.
OKDrewJ. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks for watching. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.